confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Oh,
people, and grant us thy peace all the days of our life. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
But the
centurion answered him and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should even come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard that, he marveled. And he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in all of Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed that very same hour. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being one of the substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us among the Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. I come in one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Continue with our sermon in 3:46. sermon theme this morning is the mercy of Christ, and it's based upon the gospel reading. And I would like to read one verse from that reading, and that's verse 8. The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should even come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." So far, please be seated. He speaks with authority. That was a comment of many who listened to Christ, Sermon on the Mount. His teaching was forceful, but his teaching was very clear, very plain, very easy to understand. He didn't beat around the bush when it came to the ugliness and the seriousness of sin. But even more, he spoke as one who had power, power to set one free from their sins and power over the devil. During his stay here on earth, Jesus didn't keep himself apart from the problems and the tensions of life. He came to this earth to live and to work among people who needed his help. And we meet two of them in this morning's gospel. Jesus had come not only to teach the way to eternal life, but to help people with their problems of sin. In this morning's text, Jesus healed the leper and the centurion's servant. One's a Jew, the other's a Gentile. You see, Epiphany shows Jesus as the Savior of the entire world, not just the Jews, but Gentiles as well. It began with the coming of the wise men to worship Jesus, and sets our theme for this morning. The theme is the mercy of Christ. A leper came to him and knelt. You see, leprosy was a fatal disease, as we all know. They were removed from the family, they were removed from society, they were excluded from just about everything. Their living conditions were worse than the slums that we have today. And when someone approached them, they were required to cry out, "Unclean, unclean." Leprosy was a slow, living death. Festering sores, spreading all over the entire body. Well, Jesus, too, pitied them. But he didn't avoid them. He showed them mercy and healing. We are also told about a servant of a Roman centurion, the second object of our Savior's mercy. He was afflicted with palsy. Now, we're not quite sure what palsy really was. There are many opinions concerning that. But whatever it was, this man was in great pain. And the centurion was thoughtful enough for his servant to seek help from Christ. Medical help had been exhausted. There was no hope for that poor man. Nothing more could be accomplished through ordinary channels. So the centurion asked Jesus to help. The leper and the paralytic parallel, they parallel a condition that puts the entire human race in misery. And what is our sickness? Well, we all have a disease that is worse than leprosy. We are sinners. And sin is an abomination to a perfect, holy God. Sin such as out from heaven. We're told that the soul that sinneth it shall die. We're also condemned when it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So where does that leave us? There is no help available. Science and doctors have not discovered a vaccine for the punishment and the misery caused by sin. We must turn for mercy. And that mercy is Jesus Christ. The leper asked for healing. Jesus stepped forward and actually touched the man who was considered to be untouchable. And he spoke, "I will, be thou clean." And after the centurion explained that he did not consider himself worthy to have Jesus even step into his home, Jesus replied, "Well, go your way. And as you have believed, so it will be done." And the servant was healed. Jesus' primary mission was to extend mercy to lost sinners. And far worse than leprosy or paralysis is the blotches of sin, slavery to the devil, which we all have before we come to faith in Christ. There is no medical aid even close to erasing our record before God. We're all condemned to eternal damnation because of our sinful human nature and because of the actual sins that we have committed. But Jesus Christ came to take away those sins. He was the only one who could do something about it, and he came to cancel all sins from our record. He came to seek and to save all those who were lost, and that was all. He came to offer his life as a ransom for all. He came to suffer and die to effect a final and complete cure for every single sin that we've ever committed. How do we get help from Jesus? Faith. Faith gives us mercy and makes it our own. Faith recognizes Jesus as the helper. Faith acknowledges that our works and our deeds do not make us worthy of help. Faith approaches with confidence and trust, yet with humility, grateful, accepting any and all blessings that he grants us. The centurion too realized his true condition before Jesus. For he says, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should even come into my house." So the centurion simply says, "Just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." This is faith. Faith needs only the will and the word of Christ to accomplish great things. This is God's promise. He stands behind it. He can heal. And he can and will forgive every single sin that we have ever committed through faith in Christ. Would Jesus commend our faith to others? Let our prayer always be, "Lord, give me such a faith to receive the mercy and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ." May God grant this to each of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joy of the eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who call us unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their soul, we pray. And let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue in 307. Jesus.
Thank you.
Give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God. And now do we praise you for sending your beloved Son into the sinful world, and that in him, being found in the fashion as a man, you did manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising God and saying, same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Lord, stood up for all these things. This is true blood. You learn the Savior, Jesus Christ.
Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
sin be done. Forgiveness of all of our sins.
Thank you.
shed the rich of all our sins.
The Lord bless you and keep you in saving grace and kindness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith by the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you.
beseech thee that of your mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in true love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.